Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and Mi'at Hashem, today we will discuss the halachas that are Nageya Shabbos Chazoin. So first of all, in regards to cutting nails in the 9 days, the Mishnah brings a machlokes if in Shavuos Shechalba it's mutter to cut nails or not, but either way he says, L'kavod Shabbos it's mutter. It's mutter to cut your nails L'kavod Shabbos, even if Shabbos is Tisha B'Av itself, still it's mutter to cut your nails L'kavod Shabbos. Now if someone's cutting nails L'kavod Shabbos, according to the Kabbalah, he should not cut both the hands and the feet, the fingernails and the toenails the same day. And therefore, you should do the toenails on Thursday and the fingernails on Friday. Now, when it comes to eating meat Erev Shabbos, so even though there's a minig of Tayameha, and it's brought down, it's a mitzvah to taste the food, so there's still a machlokes if you're allowed to taste the flesh sugar food Erev Shabbos. Some say that since it's a mitzvah, that the mitzvah Tayameha Chaim Zachu, mutter to taste a small amount of the flesh sugar food Erev Shabbos. But others say, no, you could just taste it and spit it out if you want to see how it tastes like. And for the mitzvah of tasting everything, it's not supposed to make it. And therefore, a lot of places can say you should not taste the flesh sugar food Erev Shabbos. What about children Erev Shabbos? Like we know from the previous year that children are also going to the issa of eating meat in the 9 days. Could they eat Erev Shabbos? So there is Eliyahu Rabbi that says, after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, you can already feed the Yalad and the children on Fleishchik. But Rav Moshe says, he doesn't see any reason why to be mutter after Chatzos, and therefore he says, only an hour or two before the night, you could give them Fleishchik food. And the Minigar Elim is, if this is their Shabbos Suda, therefore, in that case, it's mutter for them to eat Fleishchik. So if they're eating their Shabbos Suda early, because Shabbos is late, they're going to sleep, so then, even before Plaga Mincha, like the Shoshana Yisrael says, even before Plaga Mincha, it's mutter to feed the children fleishchiks if this is their Shabbos Suda. Now, we spoke in the previous shurim about Rechitza Erev Shabbos Chazoin. It's definitely more kuladik, and it's mutter to take a regular shower. It shouldn't be so hot. You'll have to use soap, but you should not sit in the shower a long time. L'tainug, you just take a good, quick shower, L'kavod Shabbos. And it comes to a mikvah, someone goes to a mikvah every week, is allowed to go to the mikvah. If you don't go to the mikvah every week, the Mishmaru says you should not go to the mikvah. It's mutter to pile shoes and brush your hat L'kavod Shabbos. Now, when it comes to Shabbos itself, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos itself clean, freshly laundered clothing. But the Mishmaru says not freshly washed sheets. That's also on Shabbos, since that's not something you change every week. And therefore, it's not mutter to sleep on fresh linen on Erev Shabbos. Of course, if you're a guest somewhere, that's fine, because it's an isthmus to sleep on someone else's linen. But in your own house, your own linen, even Shabbos should not sleep on fresh linen. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. And as a nidin, like we spoke in the previous year about pajamas, if you're allowed to put on fresh pajamas on Shabbos Chazoin, and the Paiskim say that if you wear every Shabbos a fresh pair of pajamas, it's mutter to wear it on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if someone who is mutter for them to wear on Shabbos, begad mechabasim, he says, begad mechadashim, a brand new clothing is usher on Shabbos Chazoin. And it's a nidin if it means dafka choshva clothing or even not choshva clothing. For example, undergarments, brand new undergarments, brand new shirts. So myself, some people say that's fine. It's only more choshva garden that if they're brand new, it's also to wear on Shabbos Chazoin. Now, Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing in the 9 days. So the shaila is Erev Shabbos, when you put on your Shabbos clothing, when is a mutter to put on the Shabbos clothing? So this is a nidin in the Paiskim, when you're allowed to put on the Shabbos clothing. So some say, just like by Avelis, you should put on Shabbos clothing very close to Shabbos. So the same thing over here in the 9 days. But others say it's more kuldik than Avelis. And already after Chatzos, if you're getting dressed for Shabbos, you can put on the Shabbos clothing. Lamaisa, that's how Rabbi Felder comes out, that you could be makel after Chatzos, you're putting on the covered Shabbos. The Shanis Yisrael says you shouldn't be makdim too early. And he declares, a shayla, if someone's going, let's say, from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, could he put on Shabbos clothing before he leaves in order to make it more convenient? He speaks about it there. He says, yes, la'ayin about that. So definitely, if you could, you could put it on closer to Shabbos, the Shabbos clothing. Now, that's pashut, that if someone wants to take family pictures and wants to get the whole family dressed in Shabbos clothing in order to take family pictures, that is usher to do. Because there, you're not putting on the clothing to cover Shabbos, you're putting it to cover the pictures. And therefore, you're not allowed to put on those Shabbos clothing for pictures, even though it's Friday afternoon and you put on Shabbos clothing anyway, but since you're doing it to shame the pictures, not to cover Shabbos, therefore it's not mutter to go put on your stuff earlier in order to take family pictures on Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Now, when it comes to Matzah Shabbos Chazoin, the shaila is the Havdalah. So the Mechaber paskins in Shulchan Aruch that even though we don't eat meat and drink wine in the 9 days, Zok the Mechaber, Mutter Lishtois Yayin Havdalah or Birkas HaMazon. It comes to a mitzvah like Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon, what to drink wine? Zakter Ramah, Hagah, V'noyegin LaHachmer Shaloi Lishtos Yayin Birkas HaMazon V'loi BaHavdalah El Noistin LaTinuk V'makim Deleka Tinuk Mutu Ba'atmi Lishtos Havdalah. So Ramah says that it's better to give it to a Tinuk to drink. And what's the pshat? I mitzvah allowed to drink wine. So Zakter Mishavur, the reason is this is possible to give it to a Tinuk. So therefore, you might as well do that. And what type of tinnah do you give it to? So the Mishmaru speaks out, it's an in-between age. It can't be the age that is a gearless Abel Yerushalayim, because then he's ready saying Issa to drink wine like you. And it can't be too young that it can't be Yotzeh with the Bracha. So it has to be in the ages that it can be Yotzeh with your Bracha, is enough Das, but not Das less Abel. Basically between the ages 6 and 9, 6 and 10, that's the age you should give the child a drink according to Ramah. But according to the Mechaber, you don't have to give it to a tinnah. It's a mitzvah, and if you're allowed to drink wine, B'makom, the mitzvah of Havdalah. So, just to recap, that's pasha, that if you don't have a tinnuk, you drink it yourself. But if you have a tinnuk, according to Ramah, you give it to the tinnuk. You give it to the child. According to the Mechaber, you drink it yourself. Put that aside a second. We'll come back in a second. But what about using beer? Some people have a minute to use Chamar Medina. And therefore, they take care of all the problems. You're allowed to drink beer in the 9 days. They take care of the problems of wine. On that, a lot of Pesachim don't like that idea. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually says this idea of drinking Sheikha, but Mishmaru doesn't bring it down. And Lamaisa, most poskim do not like this idea because it's a whole shaila what Chamar Medina is. So you don't want to take a chance and not be Yotzeh Havdalah by using some Chamar Medina. We're not sure if Sheikh or if beer is considered Chamar Medina, if you mean Yotzeh the Havdalah. Therefore, it's better not to use a Chamar Medina, it's better to use wine and either drink it yourself or give it to a Tinnik. A lot of people have a minig that they go with the Mechaber, they don't go with the Ramah. That their minig is they never give it to the child. Even if they have a child that age, they don't give it to the child, they just drink it themselves. That's the minig. It's brought down a lot of different svarim. That's the minig. That's the minig of a lot of chassidim. The minig is that they drink it themselves. Now, on Matzah Shabbos, it is usher to drink wine and eat basar if it's not Havdalah. But if Shal Shudas goes late and you didn't bench yet, it's mutter basar v'yayin. In Shal Shudas, Kozman, you didn't have a marriage. Kozman, it's still Shabbos, even though it's dark already, it's mutter to eat the basar and the yayin. Now, some are makel to eat basar of Sudas Lav Malka if they eat basar every week, they eat meat every week from Lav Malka. Lamaisa, the Igros Moshe says that there's no makar for that, and therefore he holds that you're not allowed to eat meat from Lav Malka or Matzah Shabbos Chazoin. And even though there is Epesat Sad that leftovers from Shabbos are mutter in the 9 days, Lamaisa, we paskin that you're not allowed to eat the leftovers from Shabbos in the 9 days, even though it got the Kedusha Shabbos and there's Shabbos Sad like that. Lamaisa, we don't go halacha Lamaisa like that. There are those that say that we're talking about small children who the minhag is not to give them basar, even Lo Yigi Lechinach. Somewhat in Mitzarif, that since that's not so pashut, and because the Magen Avraham says you could give it meat to a child, and plus you have shirayim, leftovers from Shabbos, some say if you have a lot of leftovers, you could give it to children, shalo yegi lechinuch, there is some kind of tzirif like that, and some are makel in such a case.